unbelievably much. We did a little warm-up-y kind of a gig at Ballarat last week, or 2 weeks ago. And, look, the thought of being able to play two shows with the good people of Geelong is just kept me going.
Is it like riding your bike, or is there some cobwebs that you're going to sort of get out?
What there is there's this sense of nervous anticipation. It's like, you know, reuniting with a lover after a year of overseas travel. So you've come back and you're like, will they still like us? Are they going to, you know, I've changed. Are they going to like the new songs? How are they?
Where did they learn that from?
Yeah, all of that stuff, what happens? Yeah. Do we still have that spark together? Yeah. So anyway, it is quite nerve-wracking and quite exciting, actually.
And it's going to be quite a unique experience as well, the summer sessions with the Big Top for Geelong Arts Centre. Mm. Although you're strategically placed on a Saturday, does that mean we can find you at Sweet Cheeks afterwards having a cocktail with some form of fairy floss on top?
That's exactly right. Our cunning plan has been revealed. I'll be bringing it. It'll be me and the boys.
Oh, nice.
So that will be this lovely five-piece there. Awesome, good fun chaps. But yeah, they'll be taking care of any delicacies that are on offer from the good people of Geelong will be in our mouth.
You seem like such a busy person. Yeah. Do you have like a routine set out for each day so you can just get everything done?
Look, I like to get up at 3:30 and then do some gentle exercise and breathe, and then I have my nutritional drink.
Yes.
No.
Welcome in the sun. Yeah. Doing the baby pose with
exactly, and then I do yoga. Here's the reality that, and I think this is something that's come into stark relief in the last 12 to 18 months. People like me, and perhaps people like everyone listening, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of our mental health. So you do have to have some routines in place, and it's the boring stuff that everyone can relate to. You know, you've got to have those meals in the freezer and the blah blah blah, and because we have been touring and working musicians for many, many years. So there is that reality. But I'm a much less busier person than I used to be. You know, last year I had the thrill of seeing my baby daughter, who was on tour with us 18 years ago with the feeding set. She graduated year 12.
Oh,
she
aced
it. She's going to uni next year. She's currently, you know, on a summer job in Phillip Island. So things are changing. You know, I'm not needed as much here. And I think I need to feel needed by my fans right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm...
that's
Can
right.
we just stop and reflect on the fact you do not look old enough to have a baby daughter who's just graduated?
Mate, you are looking at a publicity shot from 2012, I reckon. I am wearing it with pride at the moment.
Hey, why change it if you don't need to, you know?
But what's kept me sane is, again, this sort of connecting with my people again. And, you know, we've had many of the same people showing up at our gigs for decades. And to see, so I have missed that connection. I've missed their faces. But in the meantime, you know, my ideal is I live a pretty quiet life in between. Nice. And then we just give it all when we get to stage.
So you'll be having
my dream.
All those fancy cocktails with the fairy floss on top. We can see you on the 6th of February. The summer sessions does kick off with Geelong Arts Centre from the 5th. All the details we'll get up at krock.com.au. You're a delight,
Thank
Claire.
You.
Stop by anytime.
I will see you very soon.